If you've ever, ever wished for a secret power to help you be good at something right away, like maybe riding your bike or even just building a really tall tower of blocks, then this deep dive is definitely for you.
Oh, yeah. We're heading to a place that sounds just magical.
We are. I want you to imagine a place called Maple Hollow. It's winter, and the whole world is just sparkling with snow. The air is cold and fresh, and the giant town pond is frozen solid.
Perfect for the annual Freeze and Fun Festival.
Exactly. And the biggest part of that festival is the ice skating show. And that is where we meet our hero, Mia.
Okay, let's unpack this. Mia wants to be in that show more than anything.
More than hot chocolate. But, you know, she has this one huge wobbly problem.
She really does. I mean, the story is so clear about it. She tries so hard, but she's always tripping and wobbling.
And she only spins when she doesn't mean to. It's a total accident.
Right. So she's sitting there on a snowy bench looking at the perfect ice, and she just whispers, "I wish I had a little help." You know, just a little boost.
A secret trick.
Exactly. Have you ever wanted to be really good at something but felt like you needed a secret trick? That's what this whole story is about.
And what happens next is, well, it's where the magic starts. As soon as she makes that wish, she hears this tiny, tiny sound.
Like a whisper.
Yeah, like Snow Landing. And it says, "Try us."
And she looks around, right? But there's nothing there.
Nothing. Just snowflakes drifting down. But she feels it. A little gentle tap on the toe of her boot.
And there they are.
Two skates. But they're not made of metal or leather. They're made of shimmering air. Outlined in this faint little sparkle. Like frost on a window.
Oh.
She realizes these are magical, invisible ice skates.
What's fascinating here is how they feel. The story says they were warm and light and tingly.
Not cold and heavy like normal skates.
No, it says it was like walking on clouds, just completely effortless.
And the change was immediate. She puts them on over her boots and suddenly,
yeah,
no more wobbling. Her feet just moved so gracefully, so smoothly.
She wasn't fighting the ice anymore. She was gliding.
She was. She was like a pro all of a sudden, twirling in perfect circles, leaping in the air.
And landing gently every single time. It even says the skates would listen to her thoughts if she thought about going left.
Swoosh. She'd go left. You can just feel how happy she must have been. She finally got her secret trick.
But this is where we get the first big lesson. The skates give her a really important warning.
They do. They whisper something.
They say, "We're only here to guide you, not do it for you." And that's a huge deal.
So they aren't like remote controlled skates.
Not at all. It's more like they're showing her body how it's supposed to feel, how to bend her knees, how to find her balance.
Ah, okay. So they're like the best coach in the world, showing her what success feels like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The push, the leap, the spin, that all has to come from Mia. The skates just take away that fear of falling so she can actually learn.
I love that. So she's building up this muscle memory and this confidence. And we have to remember that as we fast forward to the big day.
The Frozen Fun Festival competition.
The scene is just buzzing. You've got families and crowds, kids in colorful scarves and glittery earmuffs. And Mia is standing at the edge of the pond, ready for her routine.
And even with her magic skates, the story says she felt nervous.
Of course. I mean, who wouldn't be? All those eyes on you.
But the skates are right there with her. They start to feel warm and they whisper to her.
"We believe in you."
And that's all she needs. She steps onto the ice.
Here's where it gets really interesting. She starts her routine, is going beautifully, and then crackable. The ice just crackles.
A huge zigzag pattern just shoots right across the pond.
What happened?
The story calls it the Frost Gobbler. Now, it's not some big, scary monster. It's just this really, really mischievous winter wind that loves to swoop down and mess up smooth ice.
And it did a great job. The ice is suddenly bumpy and uneven, and all the other skaters are slipping and sliding everywhere.
The whole show is about to be a total disaster.
And this is her big test. Can the magic skates handle broken ice?
Well, the skates glow a little brighter, and they whisper to her, "Let's fix this."
And Mia just knows what to do. She starts gliding. But she's not just doing her routine anymore. She's following that zigzag crack across the pond.
She's using her skills to fix the problem. It's amazing.
It is. As she glides over a crack, the ice just smooths out behind her like polished glass.
And where she does one of her perfect twirls,
the cracks seal themselves right up.
And my favorite part, when she does a leap, these little icy sparkles sprinkle down and make the whole pond glitter like it's covered in new snow.
She saved the show. The crowd just goes wild. They're shouting, "You saved the show. You're amazing."
And this is where we get the second lesson from the skates. As Mia is smiling and soaking it all in, they gently whisper again.
You did the work. We only helped you find your balance.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, that's the real magic, isn't it? The magic didn't fix the ice. Mia's skating fixed the ice. The skates just gave her the confidence to do it.
She had to have the courage and do the movements herself. So, the festival is saved. Mia's a hero. But what happens now to her magical help?
Well, this part is, it's really beautiful. After the show, she takes off the invisible skates.
And they shimmer for a second in her hands. And then they just fade away into sparkling winter light.
Gone.
And she whispers the question we're all thinking. Will I ever see you again?
And the answer comes back just on the wind. Whenever you believe in yourself, confidence is the real magic.
Wow.
They were never meant to be permanent. They were a lesson. They were just there to show her that she can do it.
And that changed everything for her. The story says she practiced skating every single day after that. And you know what? She still fell sometime.
Of course she did. That's how you learn. She still wobbled when she tried a new move.
But the difference was, now she always got right back up. She didn't sit there wishing for help anymore. She remembered that feeling of gliding perfectly.
She knew she could do it. That memory was her new magic.
That's the real lesson for anyone listening. Confidence in practice, that's what makes you strong. A little magical help is fun, but believing in yourself and just not giving up, that's where real success comes from.
The minute she understood that the skates were just guides, she started learning for real. The skill became hers, not theirs.
So what does this all mean? Mia's journey took her from being scared of falling to saving the whole festival. Not because of the magic, but because she learned to trust her own balance and her own hard work.
The magic just opened the door. It showed her the ability was inside her the whole time.
I love that.
And there's this one last little detail in the story that's so sweet. It says that now, every once in a while, when Mia lands a really perfect spin.
When she's been practicing for a long time.
Yep. She can almost hear a little soft sparkle on the wind, just cheering her on.
It's like a little reminder of her own confidence. That's a powerful thought.
It really is.
So for our final thought today, think about this. What is one thing you are practicing right now? Maybe it's learning to draw a star, or maybe it's learning to read a new word.
Something that feels a little wobbly sometimes.
Exactly. Now think about how your confidence, that little voice inside that says, I can do it, even when you fall down, how will that be the real magic that helps you succeed? Go find your sparkle.